Dear beautiful Swaha, how lucky I am. I am the luckiest man alive to be allowed to work and contribute at your feet, to receive your gift. From the guru side, Hamid, he can only give, no? He's only giving, no? And it depends on the disciple if he can receive. If he is a true disciple, then he receives. What happens if you receive the guru's gift? You get happy. You feel like the luckiest man alive. Otherwise, you will complain because you cannot receive. That means you are in the way. This is the two ways somebody can be with the master. Either they can disappear more and more as a separate entity, become more and more in tune with the master. That means becoming more and more real, becoming more and more happy, leaving the past, their image and gaining their freedom, their happiness. But many times it's very difficult also to receive. Some people, they receive and then they close down again. Then they ask for more. Then they complain. This is the thing. Many times in the beginning, people are very innocent. Then the mind comes again. But, of course, a disciple should just be grateful if he can receive. That's the thing. If the disciple is open, which what it means to be a disciple, to be receptive, to be open, to learn, to embrace the teaching, then you will be very, very happy because that is the truth. All the Buddha says that the greatest gift you can get is the gift of truth. That is what happens in satsang. But the disciple, most of the time, even if they have taken that step, they are wavering. Because the habit is so much to look outside. Even here, sometimes people come, they get involved, and then again, they don't know, they have forgotten their own desires, their dreams, travels, fantasies is coming up. So even if you find a master, maybe you can't receive it. You're still looking outside. The master is trying in every way to make you stop. So you can be present, so you can go deeper, so you can find your own true being. But even if you are so lucky, which very few people are, your habit is to forget. You don't use the opportunity. Even when you are there, your mind wants to go traveling. That is the habit of the mind. You can never be present. The whole shift happens when you get in touch. That means you open. When you receive, then that receiving transform you. Then the mind is gone. Then you just want to go deeper. If that shift haven't happened, you will always be wishy-washy. So feeling the gift of the master means no, you're connected. Because you received. Out of that gift, which is the most beautiful gift, you will be grateful. And that gratefulness will transform your heart. And out of that understanding, your own feeling, your relaxation, you will be more committed to the path, to yourself, to truth. At first, the doubts tried to take me. I was telling myself I did not have what it would take. Yeah, because you have still ideas. You are used to be somebody separate. So then you think if you have what it takes to be here. It's the easiest thing in the world because you have to let go of all the things that you think you are. It's just the opposite of what the mind thinks. Nothing could be easier. But of course, you are difficult, so you make it difficult for yourself. The mind cannot understand. So it's very normal in the beginning here, you don't know how to function. Then when you get involved, you get very, very happy. Because you start functioning in a more authentic way. You start living. At first, the doubts tried to take me over. I was telling myself I did not have what it would take. That's why the master is saying, trust me, don't trust yourself. This is exactly the meaning. All the mystics have said, no, trust me, listen. Get out of your own way. But that is not done so easily because you are so used to listening to yourself. And you yourself have only been trouble up till now. And still you want to go on listening. This is how the mind is. Surrender means you get out of your own way. Then you are receptive. When you are receptive, the truth of existence coming through the master will transform you. It's very easy. So that's what you are tasting. I was telling myself I did not have what it would take. That I would have to be naked and everybody would see all that I could not do. I realized I had to let go. This is it. Yes. And this is the fear, because you have to be naked. That is the fact. It's the only way. To be naked means you have to let go of what you think you are. Which is impossible if you don't have that trust, that love in the master, in the guide. You have to trust, because you don't know. You have to go into the unknown. You have to be naked. I realized I had to let it go. This is it. Yes, that's how easy it is. When you realize the situation, and to leave the old is the only way that you can go into the new. Then there is no more conflict when you have taken that decision. It's your own understanding. I have to leave the known to go into the unknown. That's just how it is. It's a new day. And I'm telling you again and again, you don't know who you are. What you think you are is not you. The whole exploration of being a sannyasin, of being a seeker, of being a meditator, is to find out who you are. And to find out who you are, you have to let go of what you are not. There's no way around it. This is the whole the whole battle. And it's not a one-time thing. You have to do it again and again and again and again. And every time you let go, which you cannot even do, it happens by itself. You cannot do it, but that is the ego who do it. Like it is the ego who is looking for the truth. It is the ego that is guru shopping, running around the world. If you have understood, when you really come, then you will stop then and become more and more receptive, coming more and more back to yourself, which is the only place where you will find yourself. You don't need to go anywhere. You need to stop. You need to become more empty, receptive, humble, silent, letting go of your restless thoughts, spirit. You have to become a silent pool. Only then can that receptivity of existence come into you. You are not what you are taking yourself to be. This is a very strange thing, but that is the situation. That's the whole thing. Letting go a lot that was not me. Yes. Letting go of a lot that was not me. And when you first have tasted the joy of letting go of the false, of that which is not you, then you get the taste of it, you get the knack of it, because you want more, because you feel so unburdened. Just imagine you've been carrying around 100 kilo in a backpack, just bricks. My God, you are exhausted. And that's how the enlightened one sees you. You are totally exhausted, you are tired. Why? Because you are carrying all this unnecessary luggage that you have become identified with, which is not you. And the master is working hard for you to drop. And just two bricks, and you feel so good. But the master has to be on. Come on, go on, dropping, dropping, dropping. But I already feel so good. No, this is just the beginning. Everything has to be gone. Don't stop. Till one day, you don't find anything there. You want to, but you don't find anything. Letting go of a lot that was not me. It feels like this journey has reached the speed of light. Yes. It's not the speed of light yet, but when you're used to walking like a snail, and then you're riding a horse, it's unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. Think about it. If you've always been going like a snail, no, everything the same, same. We're not going anywhere. Life is boring. And then you're riding a horse. Yahoo! This is totally exciting. You are alive now, no? No working together with my brothers and sisters, all these amazing and beautiful people, creating and caring. Still, I recognize part of me wanting to control and secure everything. I am watching to see how I can let it happened from the heart instead of the head, as I have been used to for a long time. Yeah, this is what the Sangha is for, because no, you have mirrors. It's very difficult to see this alone, no? You need mirrors and you need caring people who you feel that is caring and loving. Then you start reflecting on those qualities in you. It's the best school. You don't know how fortunate you are to be involved. What an opportunity you have, and how easy you can miss it. This the whole training is to start functioning out of the heart instead of the head, as I have been used to for a long time. Yes, that's what everybody has. And to be involved is the fastest way, because you will be challenged. You will see yourself in many, many different ways. Only now is out of your own understanding, out of your own intelligence, so you can experiment with yourself. And you have fellow travelers that will understand. And if they don't understand, they won't understand what to do. I see how easy I can fool myself in these things without noticing it until afterwards. Yes. That's why it's important to write, to ask questions, because only the master can put it straight to you. Then if it's right, then you will get more self-knowledge, more energy, more trust. And if you are into a path that doesn't lead anywhere, then you will have to reflect on that. I see how easily I can fool myself. Yes. We can fool ourselves very easy because we are fools, no? The whole art is the journey from a fool to a wise man, no? That's the whole art. From foolishness to wisdom. Both is in us. But I'm still noticing, allowing myself to reach within myself, seeing what is true, and choose a better path from there. This has become much stronger and clearer for me lately. This is how it goes, Amit, because when you are longing to become more clear, and you are with people who also want to become more clear, and you have a guide that is clear, then it's bound to happen. Thank you, my dear Master. All this has become much stronger and clearer for me lately. That's what I'm trying to do here, Amit. To clean your eyes so you can regain your clear seeing. I'm saying regain because it's always there, but it has been a lot of dust on. So you have to wash it. That's the story of Jesus and all the mystics. They say Jesus was healing, giving the eyes, the sight back to people. Miracles, no? It wasn't physical. It was spiritual. Because for a man like Jesus, everybody is blind. But listen to the teaching and coming back to themselves, they regain your sight. They start seeing clearer. My God. In the Bible, the Christians, they don't know because they only think the body, only the physical. All these stories is not physical miracle, it's a spiritual transformations, no? It's awakenings. Only disciple can understand. Because for Jesus, you are blind, no? For the Master, you are blind, and he's trying to regain your sight so you can see things as they are, with nothing between you and existence. You see clearly. Then there is no doubt. You cannot doubt your own eyes. No, you don't even trust your own eyes because you think too much. The mind is between you and reality. Get away the mind, you can see clearly. And in whatever degree that is happening, you will definitely feel more happy, more grateful, more alive, more real, because you're coming back to your own true self. No, this Dharam Das, who is a master in his own space, is writing this poem as a gratefulness to his master. He say, I embrace the feet of my master, and he revealed to me God's whereabouts. Up till now, God had been hiding. No, I could see. That is what this happens when you embrace the feet of the master. But you cannot do it. It has to be a total thing. It's the totality that does it, which can only come from an inner understanding. And when you embrace the feet of the Master, it means, no, I'm here. I'm total. I don't want to go anywhere. It's impossible. I have found what I was looking for. The battle of the mind and the dreams and going and looking for something outside is finished. I would have kept on sleeping if he hadn't woken me up. It was so dark and my mind so strong, I couldn't see a thing. But he lit the lamp of knowledge in my heart, and it made everything bright and clear. Waves of poison used to erupt in me, but he healed me with his nectar. The river of confusion and conflict was deep and the current swift, but he reached me to safety, to the other side. Beloved, this is my only prayer. Please, please keep me always near. But this is not the prayer of a beggar. This is the prayer of a king who has found. It's just gratitude. He is not asking for anything because he has received. It's an overflowing. That is the true prayer. Just go on dropping everything that is false. No?
of an angel through the eyes of the Blessed One, through the eyes of an angel. Here we stand naked in the morning sun, blessing the earth we stand upon, watching the holy river run, completing the things we left undone. And I turn and face the man I have become, and I fly.
I'm so grateful for all this, with my heart and hands at your feet, in love, Hamid. Who would have thought, Hamid, no? Very good. Beloved Babaji, what has happened to me when I saw my madness in front of my face? It was a shock to see how much I used to hurt myself, and as a consequence, also hurt others. Acting in such a hard way with myself, trying to carry the world on my shoulders. Medina, you speak English?
Yeah?
Yeah. Trying to carry the whole world on your shoulders, acting in such a hard way with myself. That's what I just said, no? Carrying a big backpack, unnecessary, you know? That's the work of the master, to help you to take that off and see how it is without it, no? It's much lighter than, no? Much lighter to move around, no? This gives you trust when you start seeing it. Everything else has always come first, and my being was left behind. Yes, because you weren't aware of your being. That's the amazing thing, being a human being, you can go through life without being in touch with your own being. The more you remember your true being, the less the ego, the mind, has any influence over you. The more the mind is there, the more the ego is there, the more your thought process is just running wild, the less you are in contact with your true being. So changing that, change everything. Coming back to your being, you start being real. But this is the truth. Most people can go through their whole life without having any contact with their own being, which is there. But when you don't take care of yourself, you don't listen to yourself, you don't listen to your own sensitivity, your own heart, your own intuition. You're always in a rush. Then you are unreachable from that silent space in yourself. You have to slow down. You have to feel. You have to reflect. Everything else has always come first, and my being was left behind. So many things to do, having no time for anything. And on top of it, the suffering of feeling guilty for entering this vicious circle again and again. Yeah, because we can never leave that circle as long as you are identified with the mind. It goes in circles. Only if you step outside the circle, then you can see the madness. You have to have a distance. When you can see it, your own habit, your own suffering, your own trips, then you can stop it. If you can't see it, it's impossible. And that's why people doesn't change, because they can't see it. Everybody wants to. But how? Because you are the same. That is what the ego, the mind is. You go every repetition. Then you ask yourself many times, how am I back here? This is the vicious circle. And it's impossible to talk about it, because talking is also going just to your head. You have to have the experience. So I want to give you the experience of your being, of your true self. Then you get the distance to your false self, to your mind, to your habits. Now, be very careful. Embrace it. Because the habit, you can easily lose it if you don't take care of it. That's what I mean by surrendering. You have to surrender to your own truth, to your own being. So the more total you are, the quicker it goes. Because it's waiting to wake up. But you yourself are hindering it. So when you start touching it, be very, very sensitive. Help yourself to come back. And so many things to do, having no time for anything. That is everybody in a nutshell. Everybody has so much to do, but nothing gets done. Just running around. And people say, I have no time. And that's why it's so difficult when you're alone to meditate or do anything that is for you, because it's much easier to be unconscious. And then you say you have no time. But when you come back to yourself, then you see you have a lot of time. But you just have to drop some of these unnecessary things that take up your whole day, which you were a slave to. It doesn't mean anything. So the more conscious you become, the more efficient. And things get done much easier and quicker. Then you have more time to consciously do nothing, which is what meditation is all about. Unconscious, you get restless. Nothing is happening. Then you have to do something. And on top of it, the suffering of feeling guilty for entering this vicious circle again and again. This is how the mind works. Then it makes you feel guilty, which is poisoning your whole system. Other people's will in the first place, and attempt to be goody-goody and to be accepted. And accepted by who? By accepted by who? That's a good question. By being accepted by some fools. That is also lost. You start seeing the madness? You forgetting yourself to be accepted by somebody else who is also a fool who doesn't know and trying to be accepted by you. That's why the mystics said the whole world is a big fucking madhouse. This is how you function. And it's shocking to see the truth. When you step away from it, you start seeing things as they are. It's shocking. And it will challenge you to change. Truth will always challenge you to change, to become more aware. What are you doing? To have responsibility over your own being. Not trying to fulfill some other people's expectations about you. It's very good you see this, because I see this many times. I said this goody-goody. And it's normal. And you have an idea to be spiritual, to be meditative. You're just a goody-goody gray pulp. It's not like that. You have to have some energy, some clarity. You have to see. You have to have some oomph. You have to have both. You have to be strong and you have to be sensitive. It's not like they say to either be strong or to be weak. No, it's not like that. To be strong is to be sensitive, to be more feeling. Then you have to regain your own eyes. Stop being a goody-goody, be real. That's why you are here, to be real. And of course, that is very challenging in the beginning, because you don't know how to be real. And that's why nobody is real, because you don't know. You have to train yourself. You have to become more and more real, more and more authentic. And when that comes up in you, there is no doubt, because the truth is never in doubt. The truth is truth. Like I say many times, I can't help it. I just, if it's honey for you or if it hurts you, it has nothing to do with me. It's just the truth. I'm not here. You shouldn't be here to be goody-goody. Goody-goody doesn't help anybody. Even the best goody-goodies, super goody-goodies, the king goody-goody in the world and the queen goody-goody of the world, if they come together and they so goody-goody with each other, they will totally freak out. It's too much goody-goody. They will totally freak out. Maybe kill each other. It comes to the point, and that's how goody-goodies do. They come to a point, and then they explode. And then it's like, my God, I thought you were goody-goody. Then it all comes out. Because it was all fake. No, be real. And that takes practice, because you have forgotten how to be real. And that is what I'm trying, one of the things I'm trying to teach you, just become real. And as soon as you come back to that, you become more a channel for the truth. Not to be goody-goody, not to be liked. You work for the truth then. You work for me. Not what people want you to be. Then your spirit gets stronger then, no? This is not for the weak. This game here is not for the weak. Like Jesus said, it's not for those weak in spirit. It's for those strong in spirit. It's not for goody-goody. It is for real people who want to be challenged and become real again. In the last retreat in Brazil, I suffered a lot for noticing how much I was hurting myself. Yeah, this is good, because it's only by this suffering that we become aware. You have to feel what you've been doing to yourself. And doing it to yourself, of course, you've been doing it to everybody, because we're all part, we're all one in essence. So the more you come back to yourself, the more good you will be to others. The more good you will be for the world, for the planet, for existence. And in that space, when you have gone deeper into your spiritual qualities, your essence, your being, you don't need to do anything on the outside, at the very source. That's why an enlightened person, he's always sharing, he doesn't need to do anything, he's always sharing. People came to Ramana and asked, you are sitting here, just few handful of people around you, you should come to the West. Some of the few Westerners who came. America needs you. Of course America needs you, but can you imagine Ramana Maharshi in the Big Apple? It is even worse than if Jesus had come back in his thing. They will put them to the mental hospital. You have to be sensitive. And he said, there's so much you can do, so much you have to share. You have to come. You have to travel. And Ramana said, I am sharing. But that is not understood from the mind of somebody who lives in doing. When you are present, you're always sharing. Like the sun is always sharing, but he doesn't know. It's just natural. His natural space to share. To send out love. Truth. Warmth. It's just his natural self. It's not the doing. But because people are so much in the actions, and the material, they can't see, they don't feel that, they are not sensitive to that. But it is a whole different world in the spiritual realm. On levels that you cannot see, you cannot touch, you cannot hear. But that you can only sense when you have gone deeper, when you are in contact with your own being. Then you can feel it. But that is very seldom, because people are so busy in their heads. And even expecting something from a man like Ramana Maharshi. Let him sit there, for God's sake. In the last retreat in Brazil, I suffered a lot for noticing how much I was hurting myself, how much I took my own seriousness so seriously. Yeah. Take the seriousness so seriously, not allowing myself to have fun or to simply let it go. Yeah, it is shocking. The truth is always shocking. It's always shocking till that day where you are totally devoted to the truth. That means all the false has gone. It's nothing to be shocked about. Up till that day, you will always feel hurt, you will always be shocked. You will always get angry when you hear the truth. I realized that I needed to take a step back to see myself better, to really feel what I needed to do in order to see my world differently, to leave behind my attachments while doing things. Yes, that is much more fun, Because if you do things with attached to it or some idea that you should gain something from it, then you spoil the whole fun, then, no? When you do something out of love, you don't expect anything. Then there is no tension about it. And you can never get disappointed. This retreat has been an immense gift to the heart, who is really happy, vibrating each new sensation it experiences. I asked to do different things so I could connect with the unknown in the small things also, and to become more humble in what I do and not to have the attachments or how things should be. Then I was put to work on breakfast and I was still able to surrender totally into the mystic growth. Yes. You don't know, but everything here is a mystic rose. It doesn't matter. I use anything for a chance to wake you up and look at yourself. If it's here, if it's in your so-called private life, if it's in the group, it doesn't matter, no? When you have more awareness than you want, then you can learn from anything, no? And you can see different sides of yourself. Beloved, this laughter has transformed my being. I really don't know what happened, but it brought me something very special, which in this calmness and tranquility and joy that I hadn't felt for so long. It brought the possibility of being more playful, caring and loving with myself. But the most important is that it brought the acceptance of what I am and what life brings me in each moment. I'm very happy, Medina, because it worked. I served you something, you ate it, and it tasted good. This is pure nourishment. You can only be caring and loving with yourself out from an innocent space. You cannot do that from the mind either, because the mind doesn't know about that. The first step is to come back to yourself, into your heart. Then the heart knows, then your own heart will lead the way. This is what the disciples should feel. It's just like a flower. If there is no sun, then the flower can be closed, and just the morning sun comes a little bit, then it starts opening. No? And if a flower never been open, just imagine that joy that flower has when it starts opening and becoming a beautiful flower, from being just a little bulb, closed bulb now. And that is the sign of the disciple. It's just a little bulb. You don't know. It doesn't know its own potential. No? Then the sun comes, the flower opens. Then that joy, because that's why you are there, to open. Then, if that happens, of course, the disciple, the flower, will be very, very grateful. My God, this is how it is. You could never dream about it. You had to have your own experience, how it is to be open. But that is your destiny, that is your fulfillment. Then it will come a gratitude. I asked to do different things so I could connect with the unknown in the small things. Yes. I will put you to do many things, don't worry. The more I feel people are open, the more I can use, you know, that's the thing. And this calmness and tranquility and joy that you haven't felt for so long, yeah, that is always waiting there. And isn't it amazing? All that beauty, that calmness, that joy is there. But we are not in touch with it. Why? Because you are so busy. So busy on the surface that you don't realize what kind of gold mine you have in yourself. So much tension, so much worry, anxiety on the surface. But just go a little in and it is calm. Everything changes. I'm seeing the world with the eyes of the heart. And everything is colorful and easy. That's how it is. Because easy is right, if you are right. If you are wrong, it's very difficult. Everything changes, and it can be so sudden, this change. But you have to work on it to get to know it better. My heart is simply overflowing with every step that I take towards the truth, towards totality. Life is very good with me, and I'm so very, very lucky to be at your feet. I don't want to go to sleep again, even if it hurts, or if it takes a long time. What I really want is to be able to be in this beautiful and divine energy that exists around you. That's how you get attached to the Master. And that is nothing. Attachment is very bad, but attachment to the Master is something you never have felt. That's the only attachment that is good. Why? Because all other attachments is from the ego. And this attachment is from the heart, its soul itself. And this attachment will lead you to freedom. It's the last attachment. So this is the only longing one should have. Papaji always said there's only one longing that is worth anything. This longing for your own self, for freedom, no? So the Master will always be like that. The Guru always have been like that. You become attached to it. The more you feel, the more you get attached, because you get attached to your own self, to your own being. I don't want to sleep again, even if it hurts or it takes a long time. Yeah, who cares? It has nothing to do with you, no. It has to do with your being wants to wake up. If you are out of the way, there's no problem. What I really want is to be able to be in this beautiful and divine energy that exists around you. Yeah, that is how it is. Now you have tasted how it is to surrender. To be in tune, to taste what the Master is offering you. Now the next is to realize that that is not only around the Master, but it is in you also. Thank you, beloved, for all the transformation and love from your disciple Medina. You are becoming a disciple now. And I remember Osho said that when the disciple and this longing and the devotion to the master becomes total, that means you really receive the master's blessing. And to be total in devotion is to know God, he said. And it's such a pity people have no idea about devotion, about trust, about surrender. But total devotion is to know God, Osho said. Feel if you are ready to just let go deeper into your heart, into yourself. And relax into what is already here. Feel that you have the courage and the trust to stand up for your own truth, your own heart, and letting go of anything that is hindering you, and realizing that is why you are here. To be real, to be truthful. Leave that which is false. Stop hurting yourself. And allow yourself to relax. To become silent, to become present into this moment. Surrendering to that which is, not how you want it, but to reality itself, Aum Shanti.